Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Oh, good afternoon, Adelaide. Didn't know where that come from, but welcome to a Friday edition of the Rush Hour. We're here till 7 p.m. tonight. We've got plenty of things to get through. We've had a fabulous week. We've got the Adelaide Fringe starting tonight, so all the best and rug up and enjoy. There's some great acts going around. Adelaide United playing Central Coast Mariners at Highmarsh Stadium, 7 p.m. We've got the Shield cricket on as we speak. Adelaide Oval lights are on, family, and we're doing okay. But one man that's just graced us with his brilliance and his good looks is Bernie Vince joins us. G'day, champ.
Oh, what a way to be brought in. I've noticed one thing, Jazz.
What's
happened? Starting to get a little bit dark a little bit earlier. Days are getting shorter.
Well, have a look at the clouds. Is it the dark clouds?
Oh, they're just clouds, is it?
It was not the daylight savings still got a bit
darker
to go. End of March.
Well, that's
you're
next month.
You know that.
That's next month. It's only a few weeks away, you peanut. Anyway, it's great to be here, Jazz. Friday. Weekend's coming up. Exciting. Playing cricket tomorrow.
You're
so
back. We'll talk about that later.
Lots going on. What about you? Big day?
Well, I've had a busy day. I was doing some painting. And with Riley, Jarman, and it started to rain. Down tools.
Oh, it did, yes.
Down tools.
Oh, you would have loved
that.
The
union kicked in.
You would have loved that.
Yeah.
Down the tools, any excuse. Just speaking of the Redbacks, Jars, 8 for 322. They've bounced back a little bit because they lost a couple of early wickets. So
Tommy Cooper on fire.
Tommy Cooper, he is got out for, you know what he got out for?
What for, Burn?
99.
Tommy!
No!
Yeah. Tommy.
Bowled by Paris for 99, Bunker. Unfortunately. But a lot of starts, a lot of half centuries.
And you don't like that.
No, I don't like that. When you get to 50, 60, you should push on.
Okay.
But at least they've bounced back from their slow start.
Nice.
Also, at the moment, we've got the Women's Australian Open going on, the golf at Royal Adelaide.
Yep. How's it going,
Indy
Burn?
Park is winning. I think she won the Vic Open last week as well, so she's in some good form. She's leading at the moment, 10 under.
Okay.
10 under. You would never get 10 under in your life. Jars.
All right. Well, congratulations to what was her name again?
Inbee Park.
All the
best. She's leading at the moment.
All the best. Now, I don't think he should do it, but your mate Tex Walker has been loud and brash about I'm going to play on the wing in 2020.
I don't know what he's doing.
So, your thoughts on that, please?
Well, you know, they keep bringing up that stat, and he is a very good finisher inside 50 when he passes it. But I don't want him passing it. I want him kicking it through the big sticks.
You want him
I don't
to
want
finish
him. Who's going
to
pass it to? I want him to kick it. Kick the goal. Don't worry about getting up the ground.
Has he got the engine to play?
He has. He's actually a very good runner and a hard trainer. For a big key position guy, runs basically like a midfielder. So it could potentially go up there, but why would you waste him up
there? So where's this come from? Does he need a change? Does he want to just freshen things up? He's not going to be captain. He's happy again. He's got married. He's got a beautiful child. For him now, it's just enjoyment for the next couple of years, what he's got left in footy.
Well, maybe. Maybe he thinks if I can play a couple of different positions, it might extend my career. It's not a bad way to go to trial a few things. And remember, it's just a trial.
Yep.
See how he goes in the trial games. Maybe an internal he's going to play there and see how
he
goes.
So will he play behind the ball a bit more then, if he's going to play a bit more in defensive 50, if he's going to play on a wing and then push up?
Well, the opposite side wingman in today's footy, Jars, one of their roles is to get across, get back. So he intercept mark. He's good overhead.
Absolutely.
So get back. Imagine him cutting off a lead. Like, he's going to be tough for the opposition
forwards. So back it in then for the trials?
Well, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it, but I don't. If it's round one tomorrow, I'm playing him forward.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Yep. And then maybe as time goes by and the side's going well, you'd look at it.
Yep. Well, he reckons he's lost a bit of weight too.
But has he though?
Have you seen a change in his body shape? I'm seeing him tomorrow. So
that means he's got to derobe, just getting his jocks.
Yes, nothing. No, you can't have anything on adding weight.
So you want to, so you want to stand there like a boxer.
Yep.
With his jocks on or off?
Boxers have clothes on. I want clothes off.
You want everything off?
You want
to see him absolutely naked
to the gram.
You're kidding me.
Yes.
And we do skin folds testing.
Maybe put some jocks on for that. He gets a bit excited around me. Bernie and Charles.
Especially when I'm trying to pinch test him.
Well, get it done.
Take a photo.
I will.
It's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M. Michael Voss coming up next.
Yes.
We've got a very special guest now, Jars, senior assistant at Port Adelaide. And Michael Voss joins us on the line now. Welcome, Vossy.
Thanks, guys.
Vossy.
Thanks, mate. So only two unavailable for tonight's intra-club. That's a very strong position for the footy club to be in.
Yeah, nice position to be in. Obviously, Ollie's probably been the only real casualty we've had of any serious nature. So everyone's had a pretty good solid pre-season, and obviously that always gives you a good chance.
Yeah, what do you expect to get out of tonight? Hinkley during the week, or Kenny said about how everyone's position is up for grabs and no one's set. So plenty to play for tonight.
Yeah, there is. I think what we've seen at training is a real competitive attitude, and it's sort of been a position that Ken's pushed pretty heavily, and you know, giving opportunity for players to be able to stake a claim on a position and through form, and we've sort of seen that throughout pre-season. We've actually seen players that have really stepped up as a result of it, but yeah, this is the first opportunity you really get out to go under match play conditions and have a go at it.
Vossi, 7 years under Ken, if not a bit longer, a little bit of frustration out there amongst the fan base. What will they see? What can they expect to see in the first 6 weeks? As you know, you've been around a long time, you've seen a lot. Because as you know, it's time to deliver. You've got to show, you've got to say, right, yep, we're fair income. And you know in the first 6 weeks you'll get something. What are they going to find?
Oh, I think we're hopefully built on the back of last year. You know, we've gone to work over, you know, 3 or 4 months, refined what we felt needed some attention and gone after some other things. You know, so whether that's just purely being able to, you know, help our ground ball, whether that's our forward half, you know, efficiency. We've spent a heap of time on those particular areas of the game, and we obviously want to see an improvement in both those areas. So, you know, it's been a better pre-season in that, you know, last year we'd had some new concepts brought in, new game plan, players trying to get their heads around the X's and O's. We felt like we've had more in-depth conversations with our players and prepared them a little bit more for, you know, different scenarios that can come up in games. And when the game gets tight, obviously we hopefully get the job done.
Kenny came out and famously said the other night, in the 150th year, you boys want to win the premiership. Is that something you've spoken about internally, or did Kenny just mention that in the press conference?
No, it's not something we've spoken about internally. That you know, we've nice agenda to drive straight away. But
wow.
Look, I think the big thing is that we understand the significant importance this year for our club. You know, it's a big occasion celebrating 150 years for our club. It's you know, I haven't been here for a very long time, but you know, just, you know, the history and traditions of this club and how much it gets referred to here in the halls and what gets spoken about is pretty important to us. So it's a chance to celebrate that, but also I think it's a sign for Ken and should be for the group that, you know, we start every pre-season with hope, and every AFL club does, but you know, the course of the pre-season, I think sort of belief slowly builds, and there's a nice little energy building at the moment.
Yeah, nice. So Dan Houston, there's been big chat about him playing through the midfield. Sam Paupepa, maybe forward. Is there any other major positional trials, I guess, you'll trial tonight and through the pre-season?
I think they're the major ones. Certainly Dan, I mean, he's had a fantastic pre-season. Again, he just keeps getting stronger and stronger, and we threw him in the midfield there in the middle part of the year last year, and just acquitted himself so very well, and now had a pre-season, full pre-season through midfield. So, you know, his ball use and composure with the ball in hand is, you know, will be fantastic to be able to use. You know, obviously Sam Paupepa. I mean, Connor Rosie, Zach Butters will have some more time through midfield than what they did last year. So you'll see some of that tonight. But, you know, most of the other guys, whether they're flipping through midfield, will be pretty much fairly standard, I'd imagine.
And Vossi, what about you? You've got to be close to getting another gig, surely. I know you don't like talking about yourself, but end of the day, you have to be very close to become a senior coach again. And I know you obviously had a little dabble over pre-season, but tell us which club you want Bernie and I to come with you, and we'll be ready, brother. I can do marketing, and Bern can do skill level.
Might be the Triple M team, mate.
Those ambitions are still there, aren't they? That you're still driven to be one day a senior coach.
Oh, mate, like the reason why you get into this job is come back from media was, you know, eventually. And I think whenever I talk about this, people always think that means tomorrow. That's not the case at all. It's going after your craft as a coach, spending the time. You know, we've got a really, really big year ahead of us. And you know, to probably invest anywhere else emotionally or even just, you know, physically, it's sort of pointless exercise at this point in time, because Look, if 2 years is a long time in footy, well, two years is a very long time in footy.
Yeah.
And what happens over 12 months, as we saw last year, I mean, so much can change and evolve. And, you know, I think we've put our team in a really good position to be able to start the season and be really bullish on it. And that's where all the energies goes, Jazz.
Beautiful.
Valentine's Day today, mate.
Yeah, Vossy, come on.
It'd be rude for me not to ask. Anything special this morning or?
Oh, mate, I got to say, and my wife's listening right now.
She's listening.
I've been married for, you know, over 20 years now, and very early on, Valentine's Day was a fairly overrated event in our household.
I'm with you.
Yes, so I've sort of left that day. Well, you know, like Valentine's Day should happen more than one time a year, surely.
She's the heart and soul of the family. You've got to bloody look after, mate. Take her out for dinner. Well, wine and dine, Bossy.
Jazz, this is the argument, mate. That should happen more than once a year.
Jazz reckons it's Valentine's Day every day in his household.
Absolutely.
Which is a load of crap.
Every day. That's Maz is listening. Just get Port LA's credit card and take her out tonight and book it up to Keithy Thomas's account. He don't give a stuff.
Very good. Thanks very much
good
for joining
tonight,
us, Rossi. Always good fun and good luck tonight and into the season, mate.
Take care, mate.
Enjoy. Chat later. Guys.
Cheers, mate.
Bye. Oh, yeah. What's this? Valentine's Day.
What is that?
Oh, it's just a little
thing. A little cheesy music.
The great man, the icon played. Now, Shawnee went out last night on obviously.
He's yawning.
Oh, no, just obviously our great man had a bit of, he's a bit tired. Mm. Now, you, young man.
Yes.
You got a lovely wife.
Yes.
Young Abs. How'd you go on Valentine's Day? What happened?
I got her some flowers. And
is this the first time you've done that on Valentine's Day?
Well, when I gave her flowers, I thought, you know what, I lined them up on the bed and I thought, oh, she'll go into the bedroom in a minute. The bed was made perfectly, looked
lovely,
really good.
Lovely.
And I put them on there and me and Harvey just went out and I was just like hoping she'd go in. She never went in, so I had to go and get them.
Oh.
I just said, I'm stuffed. This is taking too long.
You probably tried.
I'm thinking the water's going to seep through into the bloody bed or something.
Thing.
And I went and got them, gave them to her and she's like, oh, Bern, that's so nice. And then I was thinking, oh, this is good. And then her follow-up comment was to me, oh, that is such a surprise. You don't normally do Valentine's Day.
There you go.
And I was like, hang on. Nah, but then I was like, hang on. Surely I've done something on Valentine's Day. Like I would have. Surely. Normally that's something that dies out in the back end of the relationship.
I spoke to your wife.
You've been speaking to her, have you?
Yes, I have.
Well,
Abby and I have been speaking.
Well, that's good because I've been speaking to yours too.
No, you haven't. You haven't spoken to Maz.
I speak regularly with Maz.
Yeah, Maz, no.
I do.
No, you haven't.
Well, what have you got?
When I spoke to Abs yesterday, I said, Abs, does he do Valentine's Day? No. I've never got a card or any flowers and we've never gone out to dinner on Valentine's Day.
Well, pretty
is that
busy
fair to
day.
Say?
Excuse it's me, a is busy that fair day.
Normally. He doesn't rate it. Then yesterday, when you were in the studio yesterday, you said, you know what? I should get Abs some flowers. And I chuckled to myself. And did I not send you that
you
text?
Did.
I thought,
you said,
wow,
definitely get
he's
something.
Felt my earth energy. Yeah.
You give out earth energy
now. I do.
Well, yeah. Well, she was very surprised.
Well done.
And thank you, Papa, for taking me.
Well done.
Board.
And I texted her this morning, too, while you're on the way to the airport.
Oh, really?
Yes,
is that why she was running late? Anyway, I actually did speak to Maz today.
I
did. And I wrote our conversation down. So you mentioned on air, every day is like Valentine's Day in your household for Maz.
Absolutely.
Is it? So you still stand by that?
Yes, I do.
Remember, I've spoken to Maz.
Yeah.
So she said, in all honesty, he is a bit of a mooch, which I thought must be like a bit of a hopeless romantic or something like that. So I had to Google it. I looked it up and you know what it means?
What's a mooch?
A beggar or scrounger. That's what she said. No, I haven't finished.
She wouldn't say that.
She said that.
She loves a big beer.
I've got the text message. You want to see it?
She loves a big rhino.
I'm
going to
show you the text message, but hang on a sec. This isn't the end of it. So I'm like, oh, so what does he do around the house? And what's he done for you? And she goes, the most romantic thing he's done recently. That's what I said. So I asked her. And she goes, well, it's actually this morning. He said to me, you know what, Dale? It's Valentine's Day. I'm going to do something special for you. I'm going to paint the side gate. at the bloody side gate. I'd rather not get anything than get the bloody side gate painted. Anyway, it hasn't even finished yet. She's been asking you to do this for ages, right?
She did not.
She's been asking you for ages to do this. So you're like, oh, I'll do it Valentine's Day. That'll be perfect. Be romantic. I'll paint the gate. That's real. Anyway, she hadn't heard from you for a little while. So she thought, I better just go and check on him. Because, you know, when you were paving, you put the wrong grout in.
Yes.
You better just go out and check, make sure he's painting the fence the right colour. She puts her head around the corner, and who's painting the fence?
Oh.
Riley, you're watching. You're not even painting it. So you did nothing on Valentine's Day, so don't you be pointing the finger.
He's done a bird's beef on me.
Oh, welcome back to the 6 o'clock hour, family. Good to have you back on board for the next hour. We finish up at 7 o'clock, and yes, the big super loop, the big V8, roar into town next Thursday. And I'm joined again by my young man, Bernie Vince, who's on his phone. He's
Looking up the cricket scores, Jars, good sign.
Right, so the Redbacks are taking on WA. Yep. Shield Cricket is back, family, and we're at Adelaide Oval. The lights are on as we speak here on the 13th floor. What's the score, young man?
8 for 352, tail wagging.
Good.
Chad Sayers, 38, not out. Dan Worrell, 19, not out, off 19
our
balls.
Bowlers.
Yes.
Good.
I like when the tail wags.
450 plus.
Our boy, Chad Sayers.
Against WA. So we're sitting third to bottom.
Third to bottom, but it's very close.
It's tight. Yep.
Very tight between sort of second and sort of fifth.
Beautiful.
So hopefully get over the line there, mate.
Right. Now you got some Adelaide Crows news just coming
out? I have got some Adelaide Crows news. Adelaide Football Club in discussions with Brad Crouch currently over a 5-year deal.
Wow.
Big news.
So he's restarting negotiations.
Restarting already.
Our boy Braddles.
Yep.
Oh, he's
already.
My boy.
So he's your boy or our boy?
No, he's my boy.
Yours?
Yeah.
Well, Can I have a bit of him? Or?
No.
Because I've been
with him for 5 or 6 years now since he's been here. He wears number 2.
He used to live with my house.
He has our birthdays on the same day, January 14th.
So you've got the same birthday and you wore the same number.
Yeah, we're Capricorns.
Wow, you are. You are together.
We are very tight.
You are.
Actually, I've got to tell you, I meant to.
Did you see him chip in the pro-am at the Royal Adelaide? Didn't he strut back towards the camera? He's saying, did you get that? Did you get that?
He thought he was Ernie Els. Our boy, Brad. Anyway, that's good news for the Adelaide Crows.
So well done. Big signature to get.
Now, Port Adelaide have got a trial on.
Yeah, they've got the trial on. Kicked off at 5:30. So I think yellow are just beating black at the moment.
This time next week, you guys are going to be coming back from Kangaroo Island, of course. It's your big road trip, your big overseas trip.
Am I picking you up? You picking me up, Jazz?
No, I think Ditz has got us under control. Ditz and Roo are very nervous about you and I.
I'm excited, Jazz. I feel like we've travelled well together.
Roo and Ditz are doing the show from Kangaroo Island, and so is the Rush Hour Thursday afternoon at the Ozone Hotel. It's all thanks to SeaLink. It's all about getting tourism back into Kangaroo Island. Hashtag book them out. Get over to KI and book them out with $15 ferry fares from SeaLink. SeaLink.com.au. Beautiful. Conditions apply.
I look forward to the road trip. Ditz is the captain.
I thought you were.
Ditz is our captain.
Yeah, you're in the
leadership
group.
We're just going to play our role. Yeah. But looking forward to getting over there and helping out the beautiful people of KI.
Yeah. Right, I'll be hit or miss. Probably hit.
$400 up for grabs on Monday morning as well for the name game with Ruined It's for Breakfast. Jars, you got a clue about the name that it could be?
Yeah, you certainly have. It's the member of the royal family.
Elizabeth.
Was that Philip?
I thought it was Prince William.
Archie?
Prince. Yeah, it could be William. It could be Archie. It could be any of those. Thanks to Automasters, you got a chance of winning 7 o'clock Monday morning on Triple M.
You told me you're a prince.
Is Andrew Jarman one of the most influential people in South Australia? Nay, the world? We're going to find out very, very soon with the Rush Hour, Bernie and Charles here on 104.7 Triple M.
Now, we just had a bit of a laugh about today's Valentine's Day. And look, loved ones will be taking their partners and their potential partners to restaurants tonight all around Adelaide. Fantastic. And enjoy the day.
Booked out.
You got your lovely wife, Abby, some flowers. Yep. And then today, you clipped me about some issues that I was meant to do. But
at least you attempted something.
I made Maz a nice cup of tea.
You did. I forgot to mention that bit at the end.
She's me special.
Yeah, that would have taken you about 20
seconds. She's my heart and soul.
Yeah.
She's my love of my life.
She is.
Right. But we got an issue, you and I.
I've got a
fair issue with our women.
Oh, yep. Just our women.
Far away,
women
young
in
men.
General, and we're not sexist at all.
Not at
I'm
all.
I'm just saying, why is it? This is a one-way street, Jars. Oh, it's no. Like you in 1995.
Yeah.
All one way.
That's all. And still picked
look
up
at
45.
Look at him starting to strut around. Yeah. 45, all one way.
That's a bold boy.
Why is it us that have to get gifts, take the girls out? You know, like, I didn't get anything today. Have you ever got anything on Valentine's Day from Maz?
Not at all. Just a hug and a kiss. That was probably about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
all I've got.
That's all I asked for. I didn't even get that.
Well, what? Abby didn't, what? Well, didn't give you a hug and a kiss?
She probably did, but I can't remember it.
All right. Are we getting hard done by our loved ones?
I think we are.
It is a one way. It's that way.
Mm.
It's that way. Bloody hell, this is 2020. This is all about equality.
It's, yes.
Equality, to burn.
Say that again.
Equality.
No, but it is a different. We're in 2020, mate.
We are. Let's get up with the times.
Girls.
And let's start getting something in return.
133353. Is it one way in your household on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I want to know if a woman has done something for a man on Valentine's Day.
This is not about you, girls.
Nah, it's
this
not.
Is 50-50
split. Ways. Both ways. You got to run defensively too, Juz.
Yeah. But that's fair, isn't it?
That is fair. I just want to know if ladies do anything for men. Is it just the other way? Because I feel like this is a date. It's not going to go away, Juz.
And you
it's going to be here
today.
Every year.
Yeah, this hurt you today.
It hurt me. But
flowers.
Nah, I got flowers.
From Abs?
To Abby.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
oh,
Abby,
the other way. No,
did she reciprocate?
Didn't get me. See, I wouldn't mind flowers.
Just
I wouldn't
even
mind
a
something.
Card.
Like, it's just a...
Yeah. I feel for you, mate.
I'm a bit sad, actually. I'm flat.
133353. Give us a call right now. Is this is it sexist? It's Valentine's Day sexist. That's what we want to know.
Hang on, Marion just called.
You're in trouble.
Give us a call right now. We've got some State of Origin tickets to give away, and we've got some Adelaide United tickets as well. Triple M. Is Valentine's Day sexist? And are we sexist by asking that question? It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
Well, we've had a big day with our loved ones. Mm. All right. So you looked after Abs.
Yep.
First time ever on Valentine's Day. I had some jobs to do, but obviously handballed to my young daughter, Rolly Jumman.
Yep.
But I made Maz a cup of tea.
Yep. Well, at least you did something. You did something, Jars.
But the family's piped up and they've responded as we knew they would. Jason from Morfitt Vale. G'day, Jase.
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm a little bit devo, but I do agree it is a one-way train we're on. Oh. Boys,
Why is that? Is it just past Valentine's days or?
You know that saying, it is what it is?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Makes complete sense, doesn't it?
Mate, I'm lamenting nearly 20 years of marriage, but I've overcome it. Yeah. I got her the chocolates, I got her the card, but what she doesn't know, sitting at home waiting for me, I ordered a heap of car parts. I'm going to open them tonight and celebrate.
Good work, Chase.
Kelly from Salisbury East. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, how are you going?
Talk to us.
Valentine's Day both ways in our house, and he gets a present of me every day.
Oh, well done. Yeah. It's like your household every day, Jase.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, Kelly. And, yeah, well done. Thank you for your calls. Let's go to Sandy of Mawson Lakes. G'day, Sandy.
Hey, Papa, how are you?
Hello, broke man. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's their way or no way, champ. You know, they're like professional anglers, you know. Once they hook the big tuna and reeled it in, that's it, you know. Bad luck. It's
just
all over.
Keep dropping the line in.
What bait are you using?
Burley?
Back in the day, you know, she just used about a six pack of BB or something. Over now, you go home to a nice meal. I agree with that every night, you know, but some nights you go home and it might be a cold pie, hot tongue, but, you know.
Enjoy the rest of the evening, Sandy. Good to hear from your brother. Simon of Onkaparinga Hills. G'day, Simo.
How are you, lads? All right?
Very good, mate. What do you think? One way street?
In our house, mate, I've got a good one, mate. In our house, it's actually a two-way. I, on the dresser this morning, put some chocolates, card and flowers for her.
Yeah.
And she sort of ruined the surprise. I'm on the way home from work now. She called me up.
Yeah.
She told me I have a card and a slab of beer there.
Oh,
well.
She's a ripper.
What's your partner's name?
Yeah, give her a mention.
Emily.
Well done, Emily. That's all I want.
Well,
just a slabware waiting for me.
Well
nice
played.
Cold. Was it in ice, in an Esky, or is he gone?
Mate.
well played. That's two way.
If I come home and I see an esky with beers, like that's a bit of, you've gone a bit of an effort, not just got beers, in an esky with the ice. You know how good it looks? Oh, yeah, that would really get me going.
Rhino from, g'day Rhino, how are you, mate?
G'day boys, how you going?
All right, one way or two way?
Oh, it's definitely one way in our street, but, no, it's Hallmark Day, as far as I'm concerned.
Hallmark Day?
There's only one company out there that makes money on Valentine's Day, and that's Hallmark.
Oh, yeah, the cards, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the Mrs. Rocks, we wake up this morning, she gives me a some Charlesworth nuts pack. We just slipped down the local there at 4 o'clock. She says, "Oh, you didn't get me anything." Well, I did. I just bought you a pint of beer.
Good boy, Rhino.
I like that.
We'll take another call. Chloe from Birkenhead. G'day, Chloe.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Talk to us, please.
So I'm currently running late from work, going from work, and I am making a chicken nugget bouquet in the car on the side of the road for my partner. So he doesn't do anything for me. He doesn't believe in Valentine's Day. He believes it should be done every day. So I like to go above and beyond and do some pretty kitsch things for him every year.
So Chloe, how do you get them all together? What do you put them on the end of a skewer or something?
So basically, I have fashioned like a little cone out of a styrofoam cone in it, wrapped around with some pink cardboard wrapped around it, some lovely pink tissue paper, and then I've stuck 12 bamboo skewers in the cone. So instead of half a dozen roses, it's half a dozen chicken nuggets.
Well done, Chloe. That is beautiful.
It's two way there.
That is unbelievable.
Give Chloe a prize, please.
What's her prise, Shawnee? That's. I want Abby to be. Don't get emotional. Abby's listening.
Well, Abby does listen.
But this seems unfair because what she's going to get, she's going to be giving to her partner anyhow because they're state of origin tickets.
But Chloe will go together.
It's two way in that household. Remember, come on.
I'll take someone myself.
Oh, good work. There we go. See, I shouldn't assume these things, should I? Wednesday, June 3, State of Origin, the Holden State of Origin tickets are on sale right now. You get them at nrl.com/tickets. You can actually win them as well by picking your side, your Queensland side or New South Wales side. Go to triplem.com.au. Well done, Chloe.
Enjoy the night, Chloe.
Thank
well played.
You.
How good would that be
calling
tonight?
And thanks to all our callers too.
And there's a bouquet of chicken nuggets.
So what did we get out of that? There's a bit of a mixture. It's two way.
It is two way.
It's majority two way.
Except for you two clowns. Dust, the latest on a Twitter poll that we put up a couple of hours ago. The question is, should Tex Taylor Walker play on the wing for the Crows this season? Pretty close with all four options here.
What are the options, please?
At the moment, yes is getting 29%.
Not bad.
28% say no. Mm-hmm. 30% aren't quite sure, maybe. And 13% are saying Andrew Jarman.
So 30% are unsure about Tex playing on a wing. Now, the Twitter family's piped in, and thank you for that. Dave O'Banjo Pato, good friend of ours, said too slow. Do you agree with that?
Oh, there's a lot of slow midfielders, Jazz.
Absolutely.
The competition. You look at Matty Prittis, won a Brownlow. He was pretty slow only a few years ago.
Because the game is so structured and they all know their role.
Yep.
So it's not about leg speed, is it?
It's about if you can read the game and you're one step ahead, you're there before anyone, no matter how quick you are. If you're there or you've thought about it before the bloke that's quickest out there, you're going to beat him there. So, I mean, he reads the game really well, Tex. He's good like that. As I said at the start of the show, though, if we're playing round one tomorrow, I'm playing Tex Ford. But I like to see him try. Right. See how he goes.
Can I just put my coach's hat on here about Texan? And you know,
you
I've
did
loved
have
him.
A hat on before.
You know, I loved him and I still love him and I think he's been wonderful for the footy club. But my worry about him playing on a wing is below the knees.
That's a fair call.
All right, that's my only concern.
Big man.
Yeah, exactly.
And late in your career, Jars, you go to ground a little bit easier.
And how important is ground ball?
Oh, very, very important, especially wingmen getting back, sliding back, help out. So, I mean, that could challenge him. And he might be working on that
I think
now.
Nixie will have a go. Nixie will back it in. Don't worry.
Yep. And I'm with that. I want to see it. I want to see it trialled, but
okay.
He's a forward.
We're going to chat cricket next, though. A few superstars playing tomorrow. I can use that word, superstars. But there's one that you don't know about that Jars is going to reveal next on Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, 5:30 to 7, Monday to Friday. And the podcast, the potty, drops at about 5 past 7. You get that on the Triple M Rush Hour catch-up on your mobile app.
Well done, Shawnee. Now, Bern, before we get into some cricket, Adelaide Oval, the boys of Shield Cricket's back, so the Redbacks VWA at Adelaide Oval. So day one, we've batted. And
Tom Cooper, 99.
So well done, Tommy.
A bit unfortunate for him, but looks like it might be getting close to stumps. 8 for 352
it is stumps because the lights are off.
Well, it
what
is
was
stumps.
It, Burn? 8 for what?
8 for 352 The tail wagging a bit.
That's a good
Chad
start.
Sayers, 38.
Well done, Chad.
Dan Worrell's 19 off good. 19, right. Which is good. But,
beautiful.
Ferg, Duck
Our
Club.
Our boy Ferg, yeah.
That's no good.
Now, a Triple M family down at Alberton at the moment, watching the internal trial down at Port Adelaide. If you've got a score, can you just whack one through?
I think I got a score here. Someone
said
Port's winning.
Oh, Burn. 1-3-3-5-3 If you're down there, can you just give us a bit of an update, all right? And who's playing well and who's kicked some goals? Mm. Now, cricket tomorrow,
cricket.
You're back.
Yes, back.
You're back I'm at back. Stansbury Cricket
back
Club.
Stansbury.
Who are you playing?
We're playing Honiton tomorrow, which
who's that?
Honiton, which is Edith Berg. But they used to have an old ground just outside of Edith Berg, right. So they run with that name. Good side.
Because you've got to qualify.
Good side, yep.
How many you got to qualify for?
4 games. So this will be my qualifying game. You're still with us, mate?
Sorry.
You've been working too hard today painting that fence. There's no cough button, mate. He's dying. I'll take over.
It's ridiculous.
Is that better?
You don't know because
did the cough button work or not?
No, because the other
microphone. I just pressed a button.
The other microphones pick up your coughing,
sorry,
though.
Sorry,
yeah. You pushed cough on yours and you coughed into mine.
Well, I'm playing tomorrow for the Peninsula Pirates.
The Peninsula. The Peninsula Pirates.
That's us.
Playing the top side tomorrow. You got a special guest.
Yes.
Who is that?
The president, Troy, texted me today and said, look, our numbers are, we just need one more player. So I've sent an SOS to Darren Robert Jarman.
Oh! Nah.
And, he said, I'm in.
Has been known to.
He can play cricket. So I'm looking forward to playing with my brother again. So we'll have a bit of fun. He'll front up.
How did, I understand Troy was asking a few questions about their pitch today. How'd he go with Mark and the
poor old Troy in the club. I made a suggestion on Sunday night that, look, Troy, because as you know, wides.
Yeah.
You know, when the opposition umpire and you it gets
makes
frustrating.
Me angry.
I think all those pitches, the hard wicket pitches, should be marked like they do in the Big Bash.
Yep.
So if it does go outside the wide line, you call it a wide.
It's easy. Then it's very
so accountable. So I asked Troy, why don't you whack a couple of blue lines, you know, 1.33 metres from the middle stump.
Yep.
So at least when you umpire, if it goes outside that line, it's a wide. You go, okay. And then you've got consistency.
Makes it easy. Yep.
Well, the poor buggers have sent me a photo.
I've seen it.
I shouldn't say anything. On the hard wicket down there at Jubilee Park.
I'll say it.
So he sent me a photo of a blue what?
Two blue lines on the edge of the hard wicket. If it's outside of that, it's going to hit the grass jars. I think he's going to know. So what do you want him to do? You want him to paint green over back over the blue and then mark it in.
Sorry, Troy. Bernie made me say it.
Now, Jars, we spoke about, all week we've spoken about the 50 most influential people
in
South Australia.
This beautiful state of ours.
Mm. Mm. So this is what you said. Well, we're down, I should tell the listeners that weren't listening last night. We're down to the top 10. We've named 10 each day.
Mm-hmm.
Today is your day. Well, it's the day.
I just want
The day. Yeah. The day.
Okay.
So I'm going to read from 10 down to 1.
How about Jars though? Yesterday, right at the end of the show, he was so excited. We should play that.
Graham.
Actually, got some audio here.
I was too keen to read your name out.
So anyway, big day tomorrow, Burn.
Big day tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to that.
Dream on.
Going to be emotional, Burn. I will be very emotional. And thank you, Adelaide.
Thank you. And that was you, off the back of me saying I'm going to read out the top 10 today. So we'll go through.
Okay.
At number
now,
10.
I haven't seen any papers. Well,
I haven't either.
I've stayed right away.
And I'm trying not to scroll down too far as they come. So I'm excited.
Away
I know you're not 10 or 9, though, so far.
Okay.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Penny Wong.
Okay. Well, politician.
Well done. You're all politician.
Don't, They're out.
Out. Get out.
Sorry, Arnie Penn.
Number nine. Yeah. Adut Akek.
Look.
Next.
Obviously a nice bloke. But that's wrong.
It's a lady.
Next. Oh, it's a lady. Look, I apologise. Well, like I said, and look, she's a lovely lady.
It's a lady.
But keep going. Come on. There's what,
I've
eight
lost
to go.
It. Number eight, the Shaheen family.
Well, that's they good. Look, he employs 3,500 South Australians.
And
so he's
fair
a tick.
Enough. Should
he's
probably be higher than eight.
He should be, he should be top three.
Number seven,
yes,
Jackie
sir.
McGill.
Look, keep going.
Peter Malinauskas, number six.
He's the opposition leader.
Yeah.
No, politician. You know, my thoughts on politicians.
Why is he number six?
He's not influential.
Okay, sorry.
Right,
sorry, I'm just reading the list.
Keep going.
I can't see you yet either. Laura Tyler, number five.
Okay. Laura.
Number four, Sanjeev Gupta.
Now, he's the one that sponsors Port Adelaide and provides some employment down at Whyalla.
Yes, well, that's good.
All right.
I don't mind
that. Okay.
Number three, you're not going to like this.
He only got
Stephen
three.
Marshall.
Oh, the ghost.
He's number three.
But he's the ghost. We never see him. We don't know. No one knows where he is.
At least he's left room for...
Oh, no. So we've got two
I'm
left.
A bit nervous
come
here.
On,
I haven't scrolled down yet. Number two.
All right, here we go.
Oh.
Or don't.
Gabby Costigan.
Oh!
Who the bloody hell's Gabby?
I thought you might have got number two because you wore number two and all that, you know?
This has to
be. So they've left you for.
Drum roll. Here we go.
Number one.
Go, Boone.
Simon Birmingham.
Bloody disgrace. They're going to not be influential,
am I? Not only are you not number one, you're not in the top 50. He's lost it.
He's left.
He's gone. He's not even in the top 50.
I don't reckon he'd be in the top 100 just quietly.
Oh, don't tell him. Tell him tomorrow. Wait for him to calm down.
Surely that should have been tempered by the fact that Rue wasn't even in the top 50.
Well, I thought Rue might have been in the top 10. He won't be happy.
Bernie and Jars. It's the rush hour. It's influential. It's 104.7 Triple M. We're heading into uncharted territory here. Bernie and Jars, the rush hour on 104.7 Triple M.
Family, as you know, I always like to just try and play outside the square. And I've got a little segment that I'd like to introduce each Friday to the Triple M family, the 5:30 to 7 o'clock family, who have been so loyal and good to us so far, Bern.
They have.
Our fourth week together.
Passionate.
I have no idea where this will go. I honestly have no idea if this will even work.
This worries me.
Or do I front Monday to the boss, Matty O'Reilly, who we never ever see
in
the
I
building.
Am I involved?
Oh, I beg your pardon. You are involved. This is going to be about you.
Oh, so right.
You,
okay.
Young man.
Well, what's the go then?
Okay. Now, I found these pack of cards. It's called Do You Dare? Mills and Boone.
Uh-oh.
Right. Now, I'll just quickly read it. Now, Do You Dare includes 50 tantalising questions and dares to stimulate an intimate conversation, Burn, helping you to reveal your innermost thoughts and fantasies on romance and lovemaking. All right. Now, Sean Craig Murphy, the radio icon, I have these cards, right?
You do, yeah.
God, Burn, can you shuffle them?
I'll shuffle them.
Don't set me up here.
Now, when you pick a card out, Burn, okay. I want you to read the cards.
It's good shuffling, Jazz.
All nice. Right. So here we go, family. All right. We'll just see where this goes.
I don't think you need to shuffle them, though.
Yeah, well, I do, because you don't know. All right. I'm leaning over now to Burn. Okay. Burn's now about to pick a card out. All right. Now, Burn, please read the card to the family. Do you dare, Mills and Boone?
This isn't good.
Just read it, and maybe you might have to soften a little bit.
In five words. Describe the best lovemaking you've ever had.
Oh, shit.
So who's asking who? You asking Jarzy?
Oh, no, but he's just
words.
Reading the card. So then he's going to have got to...
He's going to answer it
he's
now.
He's going to answer the card,
okay.
Not me. And... Oh, no.
Can I pick again? Can I have a bite?
No. Oh, if you want to go one more.
No.
Nah, leave it. This is it. Like I said, I've got no idea where this will go. Please read it out quickly and
four,
then...
Foreplay?
All right, one.
Or do I describe the whole thing
Mate,
in five words?
You just got to okay. answer the card.
Okay.
Just
could be like a word like bouncy or something like that. Yeah.
Energetic.
Energetic.
Oh, bouncy.
Passionate.
So...
And you've gone foreplay. Fair dinkum.
Okay.
Right.
Passionate.
That's good.
Zesty. Sweaty.
Sounding like a pizza.
Sweaty.
Hot. And quick.
More. Dude, get Charles to do one. That was good.
Charles,
right.
You
go.
Have to do one.
That was good. We're just having a bit of fun with it, family, all right?
We're looking at Zesty. Isn't that lemon? Yeah. That's a lemon.
Do you dare? Mills and Boone, they're cards. I've got to pick one, not you. Honestly, I'm wondering where this is going to go. Okay, I'm just about to pick a card, family. Just see how this
goes. Can I ask you, where did you get this from?
I just found him in our cupboard. And I spoke to our boss, Maddie, and he said, have a crack at it.
Found him in the office. So what does it say?
Okay. Pick a random page from the Mills and Boone Dare book and read a passage in your sexiest voice.
So we don't have the book.
We don't have the book, though.
One night, I found her walking along the path. The breeze blowing in her hair.
Keep going.
And she had bathers on.
Oh, no.
I walked up to her and I said, hi, baby. I'm Andrew Jarman. And she turned around and said, you're a flog.
Dude, I thought that was gonna end up in jail time at one stage.
All right, one more for Bernie. Come on, one more.
Why don't you pick one?
Oh, okay.
Radio icon. Let's get the icon.
Hey, national brand.
Yeah, he's a national brand. There you go. Come on, buddy. Have a look. Sean Craig moving.
This is Tinder.
One of the greats of radio. Day. Should be a Hall of Famer. Here he goes. Right. Please read it
national
out.
National brand.
Yes. Come on, great
I
man.
Like that reaction.
What is the maximum age of someone you'd have relationships with?
Oh, you softened that up, baby. Right. What are we? Well, hang on. Well, come on, great man.
Here we go. And be honest.
What's the age? Where are you going?
Oh,
25.
Hey,
are you a Puff Daddy? Are you a Rod Stewart?
I reckon
53. 53? Oh,
can I tell you though, Jazz, who's our executive producer out there, who's how old's Jazz?
No, he's about 20.
I reckon he'd say the same answer. He'd say 53. Yeah. he's going higher. He's pointing higher.
60.
Good game.
There you go.
That's good.
We'll just see where we can
now
go.
I've got these
all right, we got a bit. Anyway. Good week. Well done. Tomorrow, back Dead Set Legends.
At 9:00.
Good luck tomorrow playing cricket.
Thank you. Yeah, we've got the new technique. Bluey gave us a bit of coaching. Free coaching,
well
too.
Done. We both got free coaching.
Yeah. And you made 50, and
so
I haven't batted
can
yet.
Can I get out of this umpire's outfit? Well,
you're umpiring Sunday, I think. You're actually umpiring a game.
Umpiring
get
netball,
that through
mate.
Your head.
I'm not umpiring netball.
You are umpiring a game. It may be an internal trial, but you are umpiring a game. Just get that through your head.
And enjoy the Adelaide Fringe, too.
And you take these cards back to Maz, okay, for Valentine's Day.